Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. Oh, am I excited about this episode? I don't even know if I can cram everything I want to share with you into this one little time slot, but we're going to do our best. So you best buckle up because we're going to go through a lot of information today. It's something I'm really, really passionate about because I see a lot of entrepreneurs out there struggling and I want to help. So on this episode, what I want to know is, have you ever struggled with your business? Are you an entrepreneur? Whether that's in direct sales, are you a coach? Are you a light worker? Are you a medium? Are you out there trying to build your business, but not really finding the results, the outcome that you want, or they're very inconsistent, right? Maybe you have a burst and you're like, yes, I'm doing it. Where did everybody go? What's going on? And you have only crickets on your schedule, right? Things like that. That's exactly what we're talking about this week on this week's show, where you're going to learn what it takes to run a soulfully guided business. That's right, a soulfully guided business. That means trusting yourself the most to make the right decisions, whether it's for your marketing or who to hire, who to work with, how to create your programs. Not specifically how to content create. That's not what I'm talking about, but really the energy behind your business, right? Anything that falls under the roof of running and growing your business from a soulfully guided place, that's what we're diving into today because it's so important. It's so important. I mean, seriously, this is the best time. This is the greatest time to be an entrepreneur, to be a business owner. There are more resources available and on your side, things like technology, experts, coaches, right? Experts who have paved the way on how to do things. You can Google or YouTube just about anything that you need to know, how to set something up. There's visuals. Even if you sign up in a new system, a new email, whatever, there's how-tos and videos and audios. There's just so many resources. There's leaders in all different areas when it comes to mindset. Hello, you're listening to one, right? Sales and marketing. And all at the touch of your fingertips. All you have to do is go online. You can research anything that you need to learn about, that you want to learn about. So why then, if we have all these resources, this is the greatest time, there's so much support, there's so many coaches, why are so many passionate, gifted, and talented, visionary entrepreneurs like you maybe struggling to get their business off the ground? Well, of course, there's more than one reason, right? We have variables on all different things. There's layers to this. But there are also some commonalities that I see that keep some entrepreneurs stuck in this loop that really leads them to burnout or giving up entirely. A bunch of self-doubt piles up. What does this equal? A bunch of wasted time, energy, and dollars, right? The greens are going out to things that are not building your business. You're wondering, what do I do? Where do I go from here? What's next? Why is this not working? And there are so many decisions to make about every area of business. And some of it might feel foreign to you if you're a newer entrepreneur, budding, right? You're just like, oh, this is so great. And I want my own business and I've never done this before. A lot of this can seem completely foreign and really scary. And then you get into areas like marketing, creating your brand, your business voice and message, not to mention what systems to use and how to set it all up. I hear it all the time. New entrepreneurs, they're like, I'm not very techie. I don't know what systems to use. I mean, even for your email list, there's a plethora of options to choose from, right? There's so many different things. Should I try free? Do I pay for the expensive? You know, you might see experts, they have Entreport and all of these big things. And that might, if you're newer, you might be like, I don't even know what that is. And that's okay. It doesn't matter, right? Because there's a million options. And that doesn't even begin to cover the issue of time. Most new entrepreneurs, or I say this with all the love in my heart, chronic business starters, that was me, fall into the trap. And what I mean by that is you're on your third, fourth, 18th business, you know, because you've tried all different things, right? A lot of times the wonderful, amazing, emotionally gifted people in my community have gone through a series of direct sales companies, just like I did. And I'll tell you, there's a reason for that. Not that I'm going to get into it today, but just know that it's all for your greater purpose. I love to make good of used experience. I love to make good of it. But this is who falls into that trap of feeling like, man, there's never enough time to get to my business, right? Because maybe you're still working a full-time job, just like I was. Maybe you're caring for your family, you're running your household, trying to get the kids off to school and do all these things. Oh, and that's right. Also, try to enjoy your life as much as possible when you're not stressing about all of these things. And really, if you look at the surface of it, do you need to have your own business? You say, well, some days yes and some days no. When do you really, really want your own business to be up and running and successful? Probably when you're having a bad day at your job. I know it's more than that. I know that you have a lot of passion and you have a vision. But if that's your place, right? But then work's not so bad sometimes. So your business doesn't seem as pressing on those days. It's okay. I have time. I can do this. But then when life turns up the pressure or something goes off at work, I want out of here, man. I want my own business. I don't want to deal with this. But I'll tell you what, pressure and things that happen, they happen in your own business too. We know that on the surface, but you don't want that kind of energy running your business. It's not going to help. It won't grow from there. And so when and if you finally do get your business to generate income, you can still struggle with mindset, marketing, energy, and everything I just talked about, because all of the decisions, that still stays the same. There are decisions to be made. If you want to run your own business or if you are running your own business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Doesn't it sound like fun? Like make you really want to keep at it? Are you super passionate about keeping this going? Not like that. Right? Not like that. That's why I'm doing this, because there are so many talented people out there. And I am just going to bet that you're one of them. Yes, talented, gifted, passionate. You have a vision. You want to help more people. But maybe you're stressed. You're struggling. The days sometimes are hard when you're wondering, am I ever going to get there? Can I really do this? What the hell? How do I make these decisions? There's so much to do, not enough time to do it. Here's some truth. 20% of small businesses, actually it's really 20 to 50%, but 20% of small businesses, they say, right, according to some of the studies, are going to fail in the first year. Now, I like to say, what is really a failure, right? Is it, because you can track failure all different ways. I know we look at that bottom line, but unless you know the goals, the approach, the mindset, you know, yes, failure to earn dollars, but there's so much more than that in your first year. I know you don't want to hear that. We want to make the money. Show me the money. Show me the money, right? Show me the money. That's why I'm doing this. Yes, I know you want to help other people, but it's a business. And if you want a business to be sustainable, you have to make money. That's the fact. Money makes the world go round, but it's not the only proof of success. However, if in your first year you're not getting anywhere, you're burning out, you're not feeling good, and it doesn't seem worth it anymore, and you quit, you shut it down, that's a closed business, right? But, I mean, the fact is, right, if you're not generating dollars, you can't grow, and you're not going to be able to accomplish those things that you really desire in your business. So let's go beyond that, because I said, even if you get to the point where you're generating money, but a bit more than 50% of small businesses are going to fail in the first 4 years. And there are other factors for that as well. It's not just, yes, I know, making money, but it's also, there's a lot of mindset that if you've been working a full-time job for all of your life and all of a sudden you go into your own business, oh, you have to shift your concepts and what schedule looks like and what, you know, all of a sudden it's all up to you. It's different. There's no one checking in on you. It's all you, baby. Right? I mean, sure, your clients and your customers, but, and think about this. More than 25 million Americans are starting or running new businesses. During the past 2 years, more than 25 million Americans were starting or running new businesses in the U.S., and this is according to the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, 25 million. How do you stand out in a sea of 25 million people? I know that obviously they're not all doing the same business. That's a lot of, think about 25 million Americans doing promos and advertising and networking and holy cow, that's a lot of noise, right? That's a lot of stuff going on out there. And more than 100 million startups are launched every single year, which is about 3 startups per second. Look how many businesses, how many startups have happened since I started this podcast. I mean, that's crazy, but isn't it exciting? I think it's exciting. You know what this really says, what it's really meant, why I wanted to do this? Because I think it really is the greatest time to be alive. And let me tell you, people need services more now than ever. And there is such a variety of resources and options and guides and coaches and experts and things that you can learn from. You can learn how to run a business so much faster than ever, ever before. Before, you had to buy a brick and mortar, or you had to set up, you know, you'd have inventory, you had to have people come in your door, you had to learn about business like on your own. Now there's people already doing it. There's people that have paved the way. They've showed us, they continue to show us. There's people who specialize in branding. There's people who specialize in how to market on Facebook. And yes, I know people in all different areas because I've worked with them and I found experts and they've helped me create real success, right? So when we're looking at all of this, we've also been conditioned to use our head to make all of these decisions. That's the old school way. Well, what do you think you should do, right? You need to weigh out the options, analyze. But I'm going to tell you, in this day and age, with the way the energy is shifting on the planet, using your head, your thinking brain to make the decisions is not going to help you. It's going to confuse you. Not to mention, if you add in what you've been taught that maybe is not serving you, any limiting beliefs you've picked up along the way, or sort of fear-based opinions that people give, because people love to rattle off. Like, I just gave you statistics to give you really the impression of, hey, you're not alone in this. Now, on the good side, you're not alone in this. There's tons of resources. There's tons of people to help you. There's other people doing it too, which proves that you can do it because they're doing it too, right? They're succeeding. And on the other side of things, oh my God, there's so much to choose from. How do you know what's right for you? Oh my God, everyone's starting businesses. I'm not the only one. How do I stand out in this 25 million crowd? I mean, fine, if they're not all in your industry, let's trim it down. Maybe it's 3 million in your industry. How do you stand out in 3 million people online, right? Or wherever you're networking. What makes you the go-to? You do, of course, but we're going to get into that. So I'm talking about moving away from your thinking brain. Your thinking brain is great for what's on my schedule next and what do I need, right? And helping you with planning and processing and doing some of those things. However, it's not the go-to for some of the decision-making behind the scenes or the energy of your business. It's really time to stop trying to think your way to the answers and to your success and start feeling, leaning into your soul. Start listening to your internal all-knowing guide and run a soulfully guided business to stay ahead of the energy curves. And this is where you get to ride the waves. So instead, because your thinking brain can come up with things like, why do I feel so weird? Why isn't this working? Why am I not getting clients? And you know what that leads to? Answers you don't want to hear. I don't know. What should I do? I'm doing this wrong. I'm not good enough. I'm not going to come up with all kinds of answers. So do you, yes, still need the right systems? Sure. And you know what? Thinking brain and learning as you go, and there's still pieces and parts of that. And what used to work in business, some of it does not now. Now, there's still, yes, you still need systems. Yes, you still need a sales process that ends with enrollment, right? It ends with your customer or client saying yes to buy your services, to work with you. You still need a structure that keeps you on target, but not feeling trapped, not too rigid. But all of that and whether you succeed really stems from you. That part's never changed in business. However, when you are in a, you know, a city or an area, or and there was one business owner who did one thing and no one else did it, everyone went there. That's long, long, long ago. Even, you know, I look at like chiropractors and massage therapists, and they're everywhere. Coaches, we're everywhere. Energy workers are starting to be everywhere. How do you know which one's for you? And how do you attract the people that are right for you, for your practice, for your business? That's what I'm really talking about, because the variety is unlimited now. So you have to be unique. You have to stand out. And you don't just want to work with everyone, because then you end up working with no one. And those that do come to you are not a fit, not a match. It's an extra headache. You're like, oh my God, right? And so these things happen. So it's not your brain entirely that should be running your business, right? But because all of this stems from you, it's really about who you are, who you need to be, and how well you learn to shift and move throughout the day to stay in a good feeling place. Because when you're in a good feeling place, you're more bold, you're more open, you're more allowing, you're open for receiving, you're in this beautiful energy space. And I'm telling you that people are craving right now, they want people who they feel like they can feel their presence, they can feel that they care. People are sick of, and I hear it from coaches who are trying to figure out how to get their marketing message. They're sick of it. They're like, ugh, everybody's promoting their stuff. Everybody's just saying the same thing. I read all these posts and I start and it all sounds the same. I just stop reading. You don't want to be like that. Everybody has a podcast. Look, I have one. What keeps you coming back? Because something resonates. I'm not here to just like, okay, everybody be positive and let's just really do this thing today, okay? I mean, I am, but I'm not. Plus, if I talk like that, you'd be like, who is this lady, right? So that's not it. But I want to have fun. I want to have fun. I love my business. I love my business because amazing things happen. I talked to a woman yesterday who had a hard, hard pain from an awful trauma that happened 20 plus years ago. And she was blaming herself for it. She was blaming herself for it. I should have known better. I shouldn't have. So this simple shift, right, of what I get to help people with, I said, so let me ask you a question. If you would have known that that was going to happen, would you have gone there? Well, no. I said, so basically you didn't know what you needed to know. How could you have known? You wouldn't have went there. You wouldn't have put yourself in that place. How can you, you know, blame yourself? And there's a lot of other things that happen in the conversation. But when I leave a call and someone's like, oh my God, that has just, her energy entirely relaxed from when she got on the phone in the beginning. And so to see someone do that, now that's something she doesn't have to be subconsciously distracted with, carrying around. Oh, the space and the energy and that frees up for her, right? And increases and grows her confidence. Now she can be good to herself instead of this subconscious thing of blaming herself and feeling guilty if she does anything good for herself. Like, there's a lot of stuff that, there's layers to this. And don't think for one second that that's not showing up in your business, right? Which is why I want to talk about this. And I'm definitely not who I was when I started my entrepreneurial journey 24 years ago. 24 years ago. I have learned so much along the way. Are you with me? Have you learned more than when you started? I am absolutely positive. Yes, right? And I've made mistakes just like every single business owner. There's not one business owner who has not made mistakes, right? And some are really costly. And I'm talking time, like, you know, you go through this like, I should have known better. Why did I do that? But then you learn like, okay, so don't do that again, right? So some costly, some financially costly. I paid $5,000 for a program with someone I didn't even like. Guess what I didn't do? I didn't participate. I didn't like them. $5,000. Bye-bye. Because I just couldn't, their energy. And you look at it, but that was early on. And I was like, what was I doing? I thought I was hiring someone who said they were really successful. All these people were signing up at the event. I just went with the herd and thought, well, you know, she's successful. My gut was like, she's a bully and you don't like her. But there I signed right on the dotted line, right? Hey, we've all done things like that. That's where you learn. You go, nope, gonna listen to my gut. Because guess what? There's somebody, and they might even be only $3,000. I don't know, but they're amazing. And you totally resonate with them. You love their energy. It just clicks. And you're gonna get 1,000 times more out of that program than you are just because one's expensive and someone seems successful or whatever. And great, there's people who resonated with her vibe and probably got a lot out of it. Not so much for me, but right? So I've invested in all the wrong professionals. I didn't invest when I should have, and I tried to do it myself when I should have hired someone. I partnered with people that were not a match for me. I tried marketing approaches that were just not for me, but everyone said to do it that way, right? I also had some huge breakthroughs that really shifted the progress of my business and, as even beyond that, my lifestyle. And the biggest breakthrough was that I stopped trying to think my way to grow my business, and I leaned into my soul's guidance. I let my soul guide me, right? I started using my intuitive system, and I let it guide me on who to hire, what programs to offer, what clients I work with. Yes, I don't work with everyone. Not a fit, not a match. It might be, or maybe I'm not the one to help you. I can refer you to someone else. Not everyone that I talk with is either ready for me, and I'm not always feeling a match, you know. So I don't invite everyone to work with me. But I mean, right down to how I organize my day, I let my intuition guide me. That doesn't mean I don't have a plan and I willy-nilly my way through my day, because I know what happens when I do it that way. Not much happens. I don't get very much accomplished because I'm like, oh, what should I be doing? And there's pressure, right? So that's the message today. We're talking about running a soulfully guided business versus just trying to make the right decisions. Hopefully, maybe I do, based on all these thousands of resources and hoping you're doing it right. I'm going to just throw a bunch of stuff at the wall and hope it sticks, right? Which usually leads you then to feeling stuck. Which way do I do it? Which way do I do it? And you do nothing. So what happens? You're not sharing your gifts in the world. You're not, I'm going to call it posting, because the majority of the people that, if you're online, you're sharing, you're posting. I don't care if it's a blog or you're on Instagram or you're on Facebook or, right, you're sharing. But what happens when you feel stuck or you're not sure? You do nothing. This is what we're getting at today. How to step up as an expert and run your soulfully guided business. It's so much more fun than trying to think your way through every day. That's so exhausting. What should I do? Where should I do it? Who should I do it with? What should I use? What system should I use? What's the right way to do it? What if I do it wrong? What if they don't listen? What if they don't respond? What if no one likes this? Oh my goodness, that's exhausting. I don't want you to be exhausted. I want you to have fun in your business. Whatever it is, if you're anything like me, this is more than a business. It's your livelihood. It's, you know, for me, this is about walking in my mission. It's about making a difference for others. And a lot of times I share client wins and I share client stories, but this time I'm talking about my own because I really get it. If you've been trying to think your way through your business and making all the decisions and you're feeling overwhelmed or you're feeling like, I don't know how to fit all the pieces together. I don't understand, how do I fit in my business with everything else that I have to do? You know, that's if you're still working that full-time job and trying to build your business on the side, which we'll talk about in other episodes, and putting your business first energetically, right? Or whether you're running a full-time business and you're on your own. and experiencing other things. I get that too. I hear other, you know, entrepreneurs who work from home like I do. I have a home office and I love my lifestyle. I love it. And online, I make so many connections, but a lot of entrepreneurs, they feel alone. They don't have that someone to, you know, I'm very blessed. I've created relationships with colleagues and peers. And so I always feel very connected, but I'm going to talk about the difference in connecting with others and connecting with yourself today as well, because I really do understand all those steps and phases, and I'm still learning as I go. But I know what it feels like to be working a job because you have to financially, but wanting to be in your own business. I know what it feels like to be able to leave your job I know what it feels like to leave a job too soon because I'm just sick of it and that's it and I'm going to do it. I read posts like that online too in a lot of the communities I'm in. That's it. I quit my soul-sucking job. I'm over it. I'm just going to do this thing. And I'm just, you know, I can just feel it. They don't have a plan in place. Income's not, it's not like stable. And so they end up having to go get a job after that. And it's so heartbreaking because, again, it doesn't take away from their gifts or their expertise. Something's not in place, right? And then I know the difference too, when you get to retire from your job on your terms, when the time is right, because you created it, because I did it both ways. Guess which one worked out better for me, right? I know what it feels like too, to create a lifestyle that you love. Now listen to this, while building your business and working a full-time job, so that you get to retire from that job on your terms. Because there's a big difference between hating where you're at and trying to build your business, loving where you're at, loving your life, loving yourself, and watching your business grow. Do you see what I did there? I hate where I'm at. I'm at a soul-sucking job. I'm trying to build my business from that energy, out of desperation, out of forcing it, pushing it, because I'm sick of being where I am. Or I love where I'm at. I'm so blessed. I love myself. I love my life. I have so many things going for me. And wow, my business is growing too. It's very different. So different. I know what it feels like to help clients have breakthroughs like that they've never experienced with anyone. I've had clients say to me, oh my God, I cannot believe what has happened here in the short call that I've spent with you in this 30 to 60 minutes when I've tried to do that for 20 years in therapy. I've had, you know, I just talked about one at the beginning of the episode today, but it's so rewarding, right? So I know what that feels like as well. And I know what it feels like at a soul level that this is the work, right, that I'm meant to be doing in the world. This is how I'm here to help people, is to help them repurpose and release these emotional wounds and get past these experiences in a way that they get to use that energy in a positive way. So I get that part too. I know what it feels like to go from invisible and nobody knows me. Wow, how am I ever going to grow my business? No one knows who I am. They don't know that I've opened my doors, to being asked to appear on television, podcasts, on the radio, on show, business shows, on, you know, on the internet, right? To be asked to appear as an expert in your field. I know the difference between both of those and what it takes to go from one to the other. I also know what it feels like to go from questioning, like, oh my God, am I crazy? Are these thoughts I'm having crazy? Where is this coming from? Am I making this up? What I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, right? About how I'm going to make a difference in the world and where my path is going to lead me, and getting these flash forwards, I call them, of seeing myself doing things that just seem so, that's crazy. Like, that's so far out there. And how I'm going to play a major role in making a difference for other, to going from that to actually knowing and believing that, no, that's a divinely guided message and that's my truth. I'm receiving that as my truth. And so this is what guides me, right, every day to make the decisions, to do the things I do, to say the things I say, to share messages, to reach out to people who need guidance and help and to be able to help them, right? There's a big difference in those two energy vibrations. Are you seeing that, right? I know what it feels like to be filled with doubt. You know, the doubt, you know, the moments where the tears are like rolling down your face, where you're wondering with your head and your head and your hands, right? You're like, am I ever going to get there? Is that day going to come? I know the difference between that and waking up every day with a smile on my face, like seriously, emotion coming up right now, waking up with a smile on my face because my day has arrived yet again. My day has arrived again and again and again. Every day I get up now, my day has arrived. It's no longer, is this ever going to happen? Am I ever going to get there? Can I make this come true? You know, what am I doing wrong? That strain and that struggle. I know the difference between that and where I am now, where I'm so blessed. And I get up every day and I just think, I'm here to help. I'm here to guide. I'm here to teach. I have a message to share. People need to hear this because I know how they feel. I know where they are at. And I can honestly say, I get it. I understand. But there is a way. So I get how challenging it can feel to be in your business, especially as an emotionally gifted person who feels things so deeply, is so aware of the shifts and the changes and the energies of the planet, and wants to help create a better world. I know that feeling. I know it. And how many questions go through your mind that can leave you feeling really lost? But running a soulfully guided business is actually the simplest thing that you can shift to be successful at the level you want, to be happy in the moments, and to really feel, to me, fulfilled is I feel full of life. I am most full of life force energy right now. I feel most alive, right? I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative. Things are really going my way, and I value everything that's happening. And oh, right, it's all coming from me. That's right. It doesn't happen to you. It doesn't come to you. It comes from you. You activate that. So how do you run a soulfully guided business? How do you go from your head to, well, that's pretty much where you start. First thing, get out of your head. The thinking mind is amazing, as I've touched on already, for analyzing, putting your action steps together. You can use your thinking mind with intention to identify patterns, what are distractions in your life. You can create systems, but it's not good for deciding your direction, your creation, or your inspiration. That's where the thinking mind does not get to play. Because a thinking mind is not a feeling mind. It's a thinking mind. That's its job, right? To think. It operates in terms of steps, linear equations. This plus this equals this. I do this, then I do this, then I, right? So like that. So it's not out of the box. The thinking mind does not have inspiring visions that really have no order, but really actually arrive in completion. That stems from the soul. That's from those divinely guided places, right? That's receiving something bigger than yourself. It's not from your thinking mind. So we have to learn to get out of our heads and get into your feeling space. Does this feel right for me? Does this feel good? Does it light me up inside? Wow, I'm just like, I'm on fire today. I love this idea. That's how I receive programs that I offer for clients. It comes in a complete thought. Boom. And and this happens when I have a blank piece of paper and a pen. And it happens when something else I'm going to talk about, it's in quiet time where I'm listening and I'm receiving. I'm relaxed, I'm listening, I'm receiving. And it comes in instant download. It's like the universe is putting a disc in my head with the full program already loaded in the disc. And it just like drops it in, starts playing, right? And I just start writing. And I go, oh my God, that's amazing. I'm so excited to share that. Guess what happens? Other people are excited to receive it. It's that didn't come from my thinking mind. What should I offer today is not an inspiring energy. That's a forced, I'm trying to think it up. Right? So we have to get out of our heads. Clear the space. Drop into your feeling zone. The next thing, you really have to know who you are. I've done talks where I'll say, you know, everyone introduce yourself and tell me who you are. And they'll tell me their name and their job title. You are not your name and you are not your job title. You are so much more than that. When you start to identify yourself as a job title, what happens when the job goes away? You don't know who you are. You're lost, right? Someone gets fired from a job and they're completely lost and they don't know what to do and they don't know where to turn or where to go. You're not your job title. It's just like you're not your belongings. You're not your money. You're not your mind. You're more than that. You're a spiritual being and you're here to have this amazing experience. So knowing who you are means really being who you want to be. Who you are meant to be based on what you feel called to do. Your soul's definition of who you are. Not trying to be who and what everyone else wants or who you think you should be to be successful. Or this is not about that. This is so important because when it comes to your business voice, your viewpoint, your expertise, your opinions, right? Being an expert at what you do, which is you're an expert for sure at being who you are. Yourself. Like no one knows what it's like to be you except you. You've been through the experiences, right? So, but you cannot possibly express and stand out and be who you are meant to be or do any of that if you're really trying to do it based on what others might think or worrying about what others might think or what trying to be who you think you need to be because this is what they want to hear. So I'll say it this way or, right? And here's why, because if you receive any pushback, now I know a lot of people when they talk about, you know, when you get a like comedians get a heckler, well, online business, we get haters too sometimes. I've actually only experienced, I wouldn't say a hater, but one who projected their pain onto something that, I don't know, I didn't like one of their comments on a post, which and they pointed out you liked everyone else's, you didn't like my comment, and it wasn't intended that way. I didn't even know I missed it, but then it turned into something else, and then that became a big distraction and whatever. But the point is that, because some people say, you know you're successful when you have haters, right? But again, if you don't know who you are and someone envies you, I've definitely had that. I've had, you know, you'll have people treat you differently when you start really reaching different levels of success. There's jealousy, people envy, they want to diminish what you've accomplished, or they say you've changed, you know, you're not even acting the same anymore. Now you just think you're so successful. You could have all of those things happen. If you don't know who you are, that can set you back. No one loves like to receive resistance or rejection, but at the first, if you don't know who you are, you're going to fold at the first indication of receiving that. You're going to back down. You're going to stop doing what you were doing that was working. The goal is not to blend in with everyone else and fit. I know that's kind of what we're taught, you know, just try to fit in, make friends and everyone. No, if you're running a soulfully guided business, that means people, you have a solution. If I have a solution, then I need to reach my people who need me, who want that, right? Those are the people I'm trying to reach and work with. So I need to speak as myself and I know who I am. So if you don't like what I do or you think I've changed or we're just not a match. That is just the way I look at it. It's just energy. It's not a match, not personal, but you need to know who you are in your business. Self-discovery, you know, if you're going to build a business you've never had before, you're going to reach levels you've never been to before, then you have to be someone you've never been before. Because you're only going to attract what you are. So we have to continue to elevate, and you really have to know who you are. No one can take that away from me. I own the domain on who is Nicole. I own the domain. I know who I am. No one gets to take that away. Okay, that's what I'm saying for you as well. I've done so much self-discovery work. I do it every day again and again and again. I just want to, like, the thing I tell anyone to study the most in your life is yourself. But from the perspective of who am I? Who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? What is my energy like? What's my real energy like? Not how I was taught to show up, or what's acceptable for some people, or what makes people comfortable, because, gosh, I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable if I'm so successful and they're not, or something, right? And so along with a lot of that self-discovery, you have to heal those core blocks. Listen, beliefs drive energy, and your energy drives your business. Well, your energy drives every outcome in your life. Any core blocks that you have that are stemming from emotional wounds, or those past negative memories or energy imprints, as I call them, they all influence and develop your beliefs, because it's your perception of the past that develops your beliefs. It's also what others give you and you're conditioned to believe. All of that affects your energy, your confidence, your habits, your choices, your behaviors, how you respond or react to certain things that happen, right? So if someone gives you pushback, like I just talked about, and you have a core block that I'm not good, or that people won't love me, no one will love me, and you get pushback, you're like, see? I can't do that. I can't step out. I can't say what I want because people don't like it and they're not going to love me. And so you stop, or you back down, or you start doing things that are more timid or not really your true energy. And then that influences the outcomes, and they're not the ones that you want. Trying to make your decisions taking bold steps, because that's what your soul does. Your soul's like, oh, yes, this is what I want to do. I want to talk on a stage with thousands of people, and I want to inspire them, and I want to bring them to make changes in their life. But I can't really say what I want to say. I'll have to just play it safe today. See, those two things don't, one's not going to lead to the other, right? So taking bold steps, speaking from your business perspective with old energy that's not serving you is not going to create that growth or the results that you want. You'll experience things, hesitation, resistance, right? You'll feel a lack of confidence. Have you ever had, because I have you ever had, you get the wave, you're like, oh, I have to say this. Everyone has to hear this. And you start typing and you're writing this post and you're pouring your heart and soul into it. And you go to hit post, and you can't. Your heart is thumping and you have this lump in your throat. And you're thinking, or you post something and you go, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. Someone's not going to like it. Someone's going to think I'm this. Someone's not going to think I'm that. See, that's what, no. If you have something to say and you have something to share, and it is to help people, and it is from that intention, and it shakes people up, good job. Because people need to wake up. People have been lulled into suffering with boring talk and pats on the back that it's okay, it's fine, you'll be all right. Oh, don't worry about that so much. Oh, don't, no, how about we need to shake things up? It's time to wake up, people. Because suffering, to me, suffering's optional, but I don't want it to be an option. Suffering's not an option for me. And it is not an option for my clients. And it shouldn't be an option for you either. Take that off the, you know, multiple answer options. No, suffering off the list. How about real change, waking up, you know, showing up different, believing in myself. Those are options. Staying the same and suffering, not an option. Because coming from that wounded place and thinking that, and also people don't want more wounds. They don't want someone who's still showing up, like pretending that they're okay and they're not, because people feel that energetically. You've read posts. We've all read something where we're like, yeah, I don't think they're really, no, I don't really feel that. Right? They say something, but they feel different. So when you experience hesitation, that resistance or that lack of confidence, or you second guess yourself, how much time is wasted and how much energy is wasted when you're spinning around second guessing yourself. You make it more challenging and difficult to gain that momentum that you really want. And the bottom, the, like we want, like the bottom line, my bottom line is growing. So now, while this karmic healing can be done on your own, it's definitely more comforting and progressive when you work with someone who can guide you through the process, right? It's a key factor when I'm working with my clients to do this work, but I also, it comes up organically in sessions, and I know how to recognize when that type of healing is needed. And because you're usually attached to your own stuff, that doesn't always happen, the identifying what needs to be healed, knowing when, where, how, right? But overlooking this healing is what is creating these unwanted patterns for you that are taking away from your success, but also not understanding the patterns and only seeing them as negatives is creating more work for you, more challenge, less enjoyment. That's why working through rewriting these soul agreements, hey, lesson received, lesson learned. Got it. Thank you, universe. Moving on now. Right? Breaking your negative patterns. This elevates your energy. It magnifies your presence. It helps you stay in your bold and confident energy. And writing and proclaiming these new agreements is when you decide to make these your new truth. Just worked with someone on one this morning, right? And it sounds so simple, but, you know, I'm in charge of how I feel. I show up with vibrant and expectant energy for the best. Instead of like, oh, why does this always happen to me? Or I'm just not good with money. I'm amazing with money. You know? I love money and money loves me. You know, money work, like I can work wonders with the energy of money. Right? Those are great agreements. Instead of feeling stuck with all the old stuff. So noticing what you're saying as a limiting truth that needs to be rewritten. A new agreement. Make a new decision. Proclaim it to be true. And it's amazing because you're aligning your energy with from your soul, right? That's a different energy presence than it's okay, it's all right, or trying to tell yourself, no, this is, we're talking about activating the energy that's been dormant inside, that's been taught to be silent maybe. And this comes into, I mean, this one will rock your world. You have to trust yourself the most. That means letting your soul lead the way in your decision-making. Because I've already touched, there's literally hundreds, thousands of ways to build your business, hundreds of systems to choose from. And if you've created a business from scratch like I did, I'm not a direct sales, well, yes, but I mean, as in, they give you the website, they give you the template, they give you the products, you just, you know, educate and teach. It's different, right? So I decided the whole thing. Then there's And there's always, even in other businesses where you get all those things, there's still unlimited ways to structure your business so that it works for you. Because it's your personality, it's your style, it's your energy, it's who you like to work with. So this really means not doing everything everyone else is doing because they said to do it that way. And as you become more and more experienced, you realize, yeah, that doesn't work for me. Nope, I don't like that. Ooh, I love that idea. I'm doing that. Or I like part of this idea, but I'm going to change this part. And in the beginning, you could feel like, I don't know how to do anything. I don't know what I should be doing. I don't know which system to use. I don't know how that's going to work for me. I don't know how to set up a schedule. I've never done it before where it's just me. And that's fair, which is why you can work with an expert, but still, even with my clients, I still ask them, how does that feel for you? What's resonating? What's not? Still their decision to make. And I teach them how to take that power seat. Right? It's like I can be presenting ideas or asking different questions, but then I turn it back over to them because ultimately they're in control. I am helping them feel through the options and the questions. So instead of making these decisions based on what feel, or instead of making decisions based on what you think you should do or what they say you should do, what feels right for you. It doesn't work well any other way. It's really best when you learn to trust yourself. Oh, and gosh, this reduces anxiety and that R word we like to say sometimes, regret, because you're not creating all of these issues that you then go, oh, I shouldn't have done that, or I knew I should have listened to myself. Or why did I sign up for that when I didn't want it? Or, right? And then you spend a lot of time in that kind of energy. Again, that does not grow your business or your enjoyment. So learning to trust yourself the most is to me, I mean, that is living soulfully guided. That's what keeps your energy light. That's what keeps your mindset right. Not having to mull it over a million times. Getting a different option, version, scenario every time, none of which works in your favor. It's not needing to go to 10 different people to get their opinion and then feeling more confused than when you started. It's just knowing, boom, yes or no. There's no intuitive maybe. And then really expressing, this gives you that added confidence to express and share from a soul level. Being able to tap into the meaning and the purpose, being able to be vulnerable and open, but yet strong. Right? Sharing who you are and why you do what you do, why you think and feel the way that you do, based on your experiences. I say that all the time. I get to say whatever I want because I experienced it. It was my life. So I'm going to share what I've learned. If it helps you, awesome, because that's my intention. It's not just trying to say the right thing, the right way, because hopefully that's what everyone will receive. You are not talking to everyone. You're not here to serve everyone. Like when we say things, I just want to make the world a better place, that feels like, so I should talk to the whole world. And definitely, there are a lot of people who benefit from what I do. The positive sides, the empowerment, the energy tips that I give, anyone can use this for any area of their life. I tend to attract, though, people like myself who want to make a difference for others. They want to help other people, and they are in a job or position in their life where they're not feeling that direct impact. They're doing a job or they're providing a service, but it's through channels. They're not actually helping someone improve their life or their lifestyle. So those are the people I'm speaking to that have that passion. And they want that lifestyle where they're making a difference for others and it's part of who they are, right? They're emotionally gifted. But I'm not talking to everyone in the whole wide world, although My message is positive and empowering. And many people who are not my ideal clients have said, hey, that thing you said, that really helped me. That was amazing. And I'm glad, I'm happy for that. That makes me so happy. So it's the same for you. You're not here to serve everyone. A lot of people can benefit from what you do, but there are really specific people who are your people. Match, not a match, right? So say it like you mean it, and the right people, the match people, will step forward and they receive your message. Plus, it's a lot less confusing. Try to talk to everyone at one time. Yeesh. That's like going to a party and you have to connect with everyone there at the same level. Even if personalities don't match or you have nothing in common or you're, I don't know what to talk about with this person. We're just not clicking. But hey, this person over here, it's like we just have known each other forever and we finish each other's sentences and we laugh at the same things and it's so effortless. That's how it should feel in business. Your clients, your peeps, you know, your people. Like I will get on the phone with someone I've never talked to before. We met online, they're in my community, or they someone else, and we start talking, and it's just like and they feel it too. They'll say, wow, I just feel like you get me. I feel like you get me more than my own family. And it's not that their family doesn't get them, but I know we're just connecting at a different place in a different way. So I love that. It's happened, but not for some time, but people who I would get on the phone with and we're just not a match. And it is a hard conversation because I'm like, I can feel it. We're not getting anywhere, right? So this is about you being you. And by all means, you must practice empowerment and mindset work. Not sometimes, not here and there, continuously. All day, every day. Not just, you know, it's a weird analogy, but like you brush your teeth in the morning, you brush your teeth maybe at lunch, and then at night, right? But mindset work and empowerment, empowering yourself is all day, every day. Every moment, being aware, being present. That's a practice, by the way. If you've not been doing that and then you start doing it, it's different. Don't expect to like, ooh, I'm a master in 2 seconds, but that you're practicing, so you're always improving. Right? So it's not a few minutes in the morning and then nothing as the rest of the day rolls out. You have to notice what you notice as you go and adjust. It's not uncommon for you to feel like you should know everything already, or, you know, maybe have more progress than you do, or to say things like, I mean, but I, because I hear this a lot. I know that I should know this. I mean, I already know this. So why am I said, feeling different? Yes. Like I know this. And so if I know it, I should feel different, but I don't. What's the deal? Right? So it's a practice because your ego can easily take over your thoughts and not in the right ways. And if unexpected things happen, you kind of get pummeled through a day, or it's just been busier and more challenging than you expected, then your ego can take over. So empowering yourself, it keeps you in control, keeps you in charge of your energy and what you focus on. And a couple more here as we wrap up. Again, I said there's a lot on this topic, but showing up with the intention to succeed. You must set your energy for your business. You can't just leave it up to the energy of the day or what's going on around you, right? No more showing up in this hopefully or maybe kind of energy. You have to set your focus on what must happen, and then it will happen for you. I hope this happens. We'll see how the day goes. I just never know what's going to, you know, no. This is how my day rolls. This is my intention. Here's my feeling set point for the day. Here's how I choose to feel, and no one gets to decide that or influence that but me. And if I feel myself straying away from that, I bring it right back because I'm aware and I'm present. And taking quiet time to connect, especially on a busy day, if that's 5 minutes in between calls, if it's It's walking away from what you're doing entirely, doing something unrelated, whether that's closing your eyes for 5 minutes, staring out the window at nature, taking a few deep breaths, stretching, getting a glass of water, whatever it might be, journaling, writing some new agreements for a few minutes to reset, recalibrate, and taking quiet time to connect to that place inside, because it's a noisy world and that noise is not going away anytime soon. The world is a noisy place. It's noisy online. It's noisy in person. It's noisy if you go in a store and TV and radio, and there's noise, noise, noise everywhere. There's one place where there is no noise, and that is internal. That is inside, right? When you go into that inside place. So sit in some quiet space, phones off, computers off, everything. Just sit, listen. If you meditate, fine. If you journal, fine. But taking that quiet time to connect, that's where I'll receive the best information and I have the most fun. It feels like I'm going to visit with my favorite old friend, right? When I go into that quiet time, like, oh, it just feels so good. And when I skip it, boy, do I notice. The flow of my day is so different, and I really don't like it as much. I feel more tired and exhausted by the end of the day, a little more frayed around the edges. You have to take that quiet time to connect. And really, ultimately, stop trying to do it alone, because you don't have to. The ego will tell you things like, I don't have money for that. I can't afford that. I'm not able to do that. I've had people set up an appointment. It'll say right on there, I do not have, you know, money to invest, this or that. And I'll offer a resource at the end. They go, oh my God, I can totally do that. See, ultimately, we're always saying no. Your ego is always saying no. No, 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 no. Can't do that. That won't work. No, too expensive. Can't afford that. You get to decide, right? So when you stop trying to do it alone because you don't have to, you can. But you're going to get to your goals, your success. You're going to enjoy more faster with the right guidance and the right support. And I, seriously, without the enjoyment piece, what does it all matter? What's it all for then? Even if you're reaching new, beautiful goals and levels, but you're still just as stressed about the same things, where's the enjoyment in that? Right? I'd encourage you, if this is resonating, because a lot of this is what I help my clients with. I've been there. I get it. I understand it. I know what it feels like to feel like, oh, there's just so much, and what do I do? And having that lack of confidence to decide, should I do this system or that system? Should I post it this way or post it that way? And once I shifted into, I know what's best for me and I'm doing it my way, the right clients showed up, the money showed up, the fun showed up. I was enjoying it a lot more. I was spending less time second guessing and more time activating. That's why, you know, I offer an energy makeover to help you work through all of these things that I talked about to get to that soulfully guided place, right? And looking at what is the right program for someone who they want support and they're ready and they've made the commitment, they're doing this. But they just need help and mastering how to do it, how to trust themselves the most, how to come from that soul level instead of that headspace where things feel hard and clunky, right? So this is really new business. And if you're in a healing, helping business, you have to heal and help yourself first so that you can grow, so you expand your capacity, so you open space for clients and customers or whatever you may call them to step into. And you're ready. You're always ready for that next level because you're here and you know, and you're down to the, you know, like right down to the soul level that you're here to make a difference for others, just like I did. That's what I'm talking about. And not trying to figure it all out from a thinking mind, but instead integrating thinking mind with soul guidance, knowing the difference, blending the two will create for you the most beautiful experience in your business world that expands and creates for you the most beautiful experiences in your entire life, your whole life, every area of your life. Doing it this way is what helped me have the most amazing friendships, beautiful relationships, the most connected and close relationships with my sons. You know, that Eric and I enjoy life so much because we're so present with each other and not stressed about business and this or that. We're really doing things together. My health, my body changed. I lost weight. It's every area. Feeling present, feeling awake, feeling excited every day, feeling inspired. I didn't say having a life with zero challenges. That's not true. However, feeling equipped and prepared and wise enough to handle them and knowing when I need help and hiring the right help and not wasting dollars on things that are not aligned for me, right? That all of these things go together for an enhanced life experience. So I wish you all of the blessings in your entire life, certainly in your business. But for you to get to a place where you trust yourself the most, where you're expressing your true vision, feelings, and expertise, and helping you step into that space, that's what I'm here to do. If, whether it's an energy makeover or working closely with someone is of interest for you and you're tired of doing it alone or you've been considering it for a while, let's talk about that. You can find the options at my website, www.nicoleisler.com. And we start with a conversation to see what is the next best step for you. How are we a match? What program is a fit? Right? And if not, at least providing for you resources to help you get to that next level or referring you to someone who can help you in an area that maybe I do not. But let's start with that conversation, right? You'll find that at my website, NicoleEisler.com. And I'm excited to talk to you. Thanks for listening today to this episode of From Limited to Liberated. That's what it's all about, baby. We'll be back next week with another great episode. And just, you know, take it all in. Trust yourself the most. And go share your energy with those who need it most. I wish you the best. I'll see you back next week for another episode. Thank you so much. Take good care and have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye.